Okay, let's unpack this. Because the rumor mill is really churning around a potential big shift for Samsung's flagship Galaxy S series. We're diving into reports suggesting the Plus model, the middle one, it might be on its way out.
That's right. And potentially replaced by a brand new Edge variant.
Specifically, the Galaxy S26 Edge. Is that the name floating around?
That's the one mentioned, yeah.
Yeah.
And our insights today are coming mostly from a report out of Korea's The Elec.
Gotcha. So our goal here, it isn't just to like read the news. We want to dig into why Samsung might even be thinking about this.
Right, the motivations behind it.
Exactly. And what this new Eds thing could actually look like, feel like, and ultimately what it means for you if you're maybe looking to upgrade soon.
Okay, so let's get straight to it. The report really indicates a strong possibility that Samsung will replace the Galaxy S26 Plus with this new Galaxy S26 Edge model.
And what's really interesting to me is how that kind of mirrors whispers we're hearing about Apple.
The iPhone 17 Air rumors.
Exactly. It makes you wonder, is this like a bigger industry thing? Are we pivoting towards these super slim phones, maybe?
It certainly raises that question. And look, this isn't entirely out of the blue for Samsung either. They've actually just unveiled the Galaxy S25 Edge.
Right. And that's not just some concept car version of a phone, is it?
No, it's a real device they produced, touted as their slimmest smartphone ever, actually.
Wow. Okay, so its significance here is that reports are saying this phone or something like it could properly replace a main Galaxy S model.
Precisely. Now let's try and figure out the why. Why ditch the Plus?
Yeah, what's wrong with the plus?
Well, the information suggests the Galaxy S Plus variant just hasn't sold as well. It's kind of been the least successful in the S series lineup,
Do
apparently.
you have numbers on that? Like, how big a difference are we talking?
Yeah, the report mentioned some internal sales goals. So for the Galaxy S25 Plus L, the target was reportedly around 6.7 million units.
Okay.
And the others. Well, compare that to the standard Galaxy S25 aiming for 13.6 million and the top tier S25 Ultra gunning for 17.4 million.
Whoa. Okay, yeah, that's a pretty big gap. The plus is definitely lagging behind there.
It really is. So
Yeah.
you can see why they might be rethinking things.
So is it just lost in the middle? Too expensive compared to the base, not quite as good as the Ultra?
That's likely part of it, yeah. Maybe that specific niche, that slightly bigger but not quite Ultra phone, is just smaller than they thought.
Okay, so enter the potential replacement, the Galaxy S25 Edge. What's the deal with that one? Super slim, right?
Super slim seems to be the main selling point, but, and this is a big but, it comes with trade-offs.
Ah, okay. Like what?
Well, reports mention a smaller battery capacity,
Yeah.
and that's despite having the same screen size as the S25 Plus bank.
Smaller battery on a big screen? That's usually not a great combo. What else?
Also, potentially slower charging, and maybe the biggest one for some people, no dedicated telephoto camera.
No telephoto. Wow. Okay. So it feels like they're really, really prioritizing that thin design over some, well, pretty standard flagship features now.
That's what's fascinating here, isn't it? It's this apparent prioritization of the look and feel over things like battery and camera zoom, which we usually expect at this price.
Yeah, it suggests maybe they're aiming for a different kind of buyer with this one.
Potentially. It could be a shift in who they see as the customer for this particular slot in the lineup.
Especially when you factor in the price. I heard the S25 Edge is actually more expensive.
That's the report, yeah. $1,099, apparently, compared to the S25 Plus, which starts at $999.
Okay, so wait. Slimmer, maybe less battery, slower charging, no telephoto,
Yeah.
but it costs more.
Yep. So Samsung must really believe that ultra slim design has a strong pull, enough to command a premium.
They must be betting big on aesthetics then. But is this S26 Edge thing a done deal? Or is it still up in the air?
Oh, definitely not set in stone. The report was clear that how the S25 Edge actually sells, the market reaction will be huge.
So if people buy the S25 Edge, that paves the way for the S26 Edge to replace the Plus. If it flops, maybe the Plus gets a reprieve.
That seems to be the logic, yes. It's kind of a real-world test case.
But it does sound like they're taking it seriously. You mentioned development for the S26 series is already happening.
That's right, codename Project NPA. And significantly, the reports say there's currently no Plus model being developed under that project.
Huh. So they're leaving that slot open, potentially for the Edge.
Seems like it. Though, interestingly, there are also whispers that Samsung might still launch four S26 models in total.
Four, like they did before. So not just base, Edge, Ultra. What would the fourth be?
Well, the speculation comes from info that they're working on four different OLED panel sizes. So even if the plus name goes, maybe the number of models stays the same, just reshuffled. Could be another variant or maybe different configurations. It's a bit unclear.
Okay, lots of moving parts. Now let's circle back to that Apple comparison.
Right, the iPhone 17 Air.
It feels like Samsung might be following Apple's lead, or at least reacting to the same trends, replacing a plus with a thin Air or Edge.
It looks that way on the surface. But what's quite notable is that Samsung actually launched their slim S25 Edge first.
Oh, right. So even if Apple had the idea earlier internally, Samsung got a slim model out the door before the iPhone 17 Air is expected.
Exactly. Samsung's kind of getting ahead of the curve and actually shipping this type of design, even if Apple's planning something similar.
But then you look at the scale. The production numbers are wildly different, aren't they?
Huge difference. The report suggests Samsung's making maybe 1.3 million units of the S25 Edge initially.
Okay. And Apple for the iPhone 17 Air?
The number being thrown around is over 10 million units.
10 million. Okay, so that just shows. Apple thinks this slim concept has massive mainstream appeal, while maybe Samsung sees the S25 Edge as more niche. Or perhaps they're just testing the waters more cautiously.
Could be either, or both. But yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it really highlights the different strategies and maybe market expectations of these two giants.
For sure.
They might both be exploring slimness, but Apple's clearly anticipating or aiming for much broader adoption. And let's be real, Apple is still expected to be the heavy, heavy favorite for overall phone sales next year.
No doubt. But these super slim phones, they're not without risks, are they? Here's where it gets really interesting.
Absolutely not. Pushing thinness to the extreme can definitely lead to problems.
Like what kind of problems are we talking?
Well, poor battery life is the obvious one, right?
Yeah.
Less physical space means a smaller battery, typically.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Overheating can also be more of an issue. Packing components tightly in a thin chassis makes heat dissipation harder.
And structural issues, like remember Bendgate.
Exactly. Structural integrity is always a concern. You make something really thin, you risk it being more fragile, more prone to bending or breaking. Nobody wants that.
Definitely not. Okay, so just to kind of wrap our heads around this, the future of Samsung's main phone line might see the Plus model phased out.
Yep, potentially replaced by a sleeker, slimmer Edge model.
Driven by the Plus maybe not selling so well, and by the arrival of this new S25 Edge. And it's happening alongside similar rumors about Apple.
But, and it's the key point, the final call from Samsung probably rests on how well this S25 Edge actually performs in the market.
It's the big test then. Does that thin design resonate enough?
We'll have to see. It'll tell us a lot about whether people are really ready for this kind of shift.
Which brings us back to you, listening. What do you prioritize in a phone? Is it that head-turning, super sleek, lightweight design?
Or do you lean more towards the tried and true stuff, like knowing you've got great battery life, that versatile camera system with the zoom lens?
How would this kind of change, you know, swapping the Plus for an Edge affect your next phone purchase decision? It's something to think about.
It really raises an important question, doesn't it? How much are people, how much are you willing to compromise on some of those core specs? Battery, camera features.
Yeah.
For a design that's more, let's say, aesthetically driven.
Yeah. It's that fundamental trade-off. Design versus features. Or maybe design is a key feature.
And it's a trade-off Samsung and maybe others are clearly exploring right now.
So what does this all mean looking forward? I mean, it feels like the smartphone world might be getting a little bit slimmer, maybe a bit more focused on design.
Potentially.
But the big question hanging over it is, will that sleekness come at a cost? Will we lose out on the substance we've kind of come to expect?
That's the $1 million or maybe $1,099 question.
Mm-hmm.
The success or failure of the Galaxy S25 Edge is definitely going to be a crucial signal to watch.